You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
You are listening to Lisa Smith Putnam on Simply Pets Radio.
Simply Pets Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How about we just say wherever you are in this wonderful, big, fabulous world, hello. So I am Lisa Smith Putnam, and you're listening to the Simply Pets Radio Show. And I'm so glad that you decided to tune in today. Yes, today. Why? Because we have Miss Denise Fleck on the line. And we're joined by my pal of all time, Lisa Brambilla. You remember her. She's a wonderful creator of BioEarn. If you don't know about it, quickly, I'll give you the website before the end of the show. But right now, she's going to join me, and we're going to drill Denise Fleck. I know, Denise, now you're starting to sweat. But we're going to drill Denise Fleck in regards to her wonderful product. Now, if you're sitting in front of your computer, quickly go to Sunny Dog Inc. That's sunnydoginc.com. You'll get a head start on what we're about to talk about today. But for right now, let me take a quick break. Sit, stay, as I like to tell my three big dogs, and we'll be right back.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and Lico Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back with the Simply Pets Radio Show. I am Lisa Smith Putnam, and we have on the line Denise Fleck, and we're joined by Lisa Brambilla. Denise, how are you?
I am positively great, Lisa. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and the other Lisa today.
I know. Lise, how are you doing?
We're fabulous.
Wow. Fabulous and fabulous. Lisa, and Denise. I love it. You're a Denise sandwich. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I know two better Lisas to be sandwiched between, so lucky you, Denise.
Aww.
I feel honored.
Wow, shucky darn, I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Denise is the wonderful, I guess I'll call you, I was about to say that the head pet in charge, but that's not the correct name. So let me just tell folks again, your website is Sunny Dog Inc. And we're here to speak with you today, Denise, in regards to the wonderful things that you're doing in regards to pet safety. And I am so excited to speak with you because just last week, Denise, I had to rush one of my dogs to emergency in the middle of the night. And no one wants to ever do that. And what happened was he had woken up and all of a sudden his eyes began to close up and he was having a hard time breathing.
Uh-oh.
Nothing that you want to go through. And this is my biggest dog, even though he's my youngest dog. He weighs 98 pounds. And so the thought of having to pick him up and rush him to emergency or what to do if he collapsed was quite overwhelming. So I think it's fabulous that you are joining me on the line today because I'm going to learn something too. But with that being said and done, Denise, tell us a little bit about you and exactly what you are doing with the Sunny Dog Inc. company.
Would love to. And I'm sorry you had to go through that, Lisa, but we will, you know, touch on that because that is what I try to help people to do. Basically, I was raised by a Great Dane and I've had the pleasure of sharing my life with 11 dogs and a cat over the years. And I actually had an incident, you know, not too dissimilar in that my yellow lab, Sunny, hence my company, Sunny Dog Inc., mm-hmm. one morning couldn't get up off the floor. And when she tried, she literally let out blood-curdling screams that seemed to echo through the canyons around our house. This was a dog who complained about nothing, so we knew she was in distress. Long story short, you know, we needed to get her to medical care, and we later found out she had ruptured 3 discs in her spine.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and as it turned out, it wasn't even an injury. It was a genetic defect. You know, we're all born with things maybe not fitting exactly right, and after 8 years of life with things rubbing, she had a flare-up. But what made it even more difficult, she was an 88-pound dog. We, at that point in time, lived in a house that was literally 110 railroad tie steps from the car up the hill to the house. So, you know, carrying a dog like that who was conscious and in considerable pain was a daunting task. So after we did get her to, you know, veterinary care and she bounced back to her fun-loving self, I just made it my mission to never be caught unprepared again when my furry child needed my help.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped on the pan wagon and have now trained with over a dozen organizations in animal life-saving skills. And I am so honored that over the years I've been able to teach 10,000 humans how to help their pets before they can get to veterinary help.
Mm. It is so wonderful that you're doing this, because I was just speaking with Bill earlier today and I said to him, you know, I haven't done a CPR class for humans since I was in college. And I was a resident advisor at that time, so it was mandatory that we all did that. Mm-hmm. But I need to have a refresher even on that, because now the only thing that I'd be able to do is what I recall from so many years ago. Okay, maybe not that many years ago.
But it's true. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
And protocol does change. We find more efficient ways to do it. Actually, in pets, we now call it CPCR. Cardiopulmonary cerebral resuscitation.
Nice. I love it. I'm sure that Lisa, let me stop saying Lise just because I know people shorten up my name.
You can call me Lise.
Okay.
Just as long as you call me.
That's why you're my pal, Lise. And I'm sure you have a story as well, but you know, people that know me know that one of the reasons I call my dad my hero is because of, for so many reasons, but I adore my dad. But one of the reasons, when I was a kid, I don't know how old I was. Let's say I was 9. That feels like a good number. But I had a cat named Frisky, and Frisky had a bobbed tail. And I remember Frisky collapsing one day in the kitchen. And there's a whole long story behind this, but we'll go into that at some other time. But Denise and Lisa, my dad, I remember him coming, charging up the stairs, and I can remember exactly what he had on and everything. But he had kneeled down to start to give my cat resuscitation. And so, you know, he has his thumbs on the chest and he's doing what one would do to a human to try and resuscitate them. And then my dad, after doing that for a few minutes, and I swear only a parent does this for a child, that's the love that they exhibit. My dad, without thinking, tries to give mouth-to-nose resuscitation on my cat. Oh. And it was such a, my cat didn't make it, but God dang it, if he could have through my dad's actions, he would have, because my dad tried everything. But I still remember to this day, and that's the first time I remember, and again, there's been many a times, but that's the first time that I remember saying, my dad's my hero, he tried to save my cat. And it was a wonderful experience, even though Frisky didn't make it, because I knew that my dad was trying to do everything that he could. And
that is so heartwarming. Something about, you know, people trying to help animals, or when we see animals comforting us, it's just like the most touching moments that obviously, you know, like you're sharing, made such an impact in your life.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. So what you do is, I hate to use the phrase, you take your show on the road, but that's exactly what you do, right? I mean, you try and go to various parts of the country and educate people on exactly how to do this. Is that correct?
I really, really do, because, you know, over the years, I said I've been able to teach 10,000 people personally so far, but this summer I'm unveiling online classes so that people that can't get to me can still learn these skills. But I'm also this fall taking what I'm calling the 2016 Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour, and I've got a 10,000-mile journey plotted out with 17 cities that are already planning events, pet first aid classes at various animal shelters, pet disaster preparedness classes at fire stations and like Sunday in the park type of events. And then I'm also doing children's book readings to instill in the youth, because one of the other things I do, Lisa, is I teach high school animal care. And I found out that by teaching my high school students something, I remember in particular the first thing was I was teaching them to read pet food labels.
Mm-hmm.
They actually went home and shared the information with their parents, and mom and dad started buying a better quality food for the family dog or cat.
Nice.
So that led me to realize that although kids don't always listen to their parents, parents do listen to their kids. So by writing books for children about animal care, respect, and safety, hopefully I'm catching many generations at once.
If I can also add my two cents in, and,
absolutely.
And probably 99%, if not 99.9% of the people who are listening to this show and fans of your show, including all three of us who are on the interview right now, are dedicated animal lovers and will rescue a pet at any time. And to Denise's credit, you know, there's nothing that we as animal rescuers are more dedicated to than making sure pets are happy and healthy and have a safe place to live. And you know, how horrible would it be to rescue pets and then feel totally helpless if they encounter a medical emergency? So this is really empowering as someone who is so dedicated to pets as the three of us are and probably all your listeners, to not only have the tools to rescue them from being homeless and provide them with wonderful homes, but also be there when they need us.
Oh, absolutely.
If they have a medical emergency.
Well, Lisa,
third generation
thank you.
Lifeguard, I'm committed to not only saving people, but saving pets.
Well, thank you for saying that, because not only do, when I teach the classes, do people feel grateful for learning the skills and the techniques, but I think even more than that, it develops a sense of confidence and a peace of mind in them that they now can handle a situation. Because, you know, you can read a book or watch something on TV, but you don't get the same set of skills as if you actually participate in a class and practice hands-on, you know, on my stuffed mannequins and actually see me repeat things over and over. Over and over, so that you make a brain-to-hand connection. Even simple things like maybe I'd love to leave your listeners with this task today if they do nothing else, but to find out where your nearest animal ER is and actually drive there this week. You don't have to go in and bring coffee and donuts and become everybody's best pal, but some of you may do that because you're going to need them.
You might like that.
But the point is to really know where the location is. Don't just put it in your phone, because when we have a dog who isn't breathing or a cat who's bleeding, our brain cells start flying out our ears in panic. And we need to be able to go on autopilot and know that emergency center is on the left side of the street or it's two blocks down and where the door actually is if we're trying to carry in a 100-pound dog. So I always say I don't teach yoga or meditation. I'm not going to get people in a zen zone. But what I like to do besides teaching you the skills is run you through some scenarios and make you, you know, literally do some homework so that you always have your plans in place.
Well, Denise, excellent, excellent information. And my audience, you know, they're probably some of the best folks out there because they love getting useful information. And sometimes they get non-useful information from me. But
I don't believe it.
But here's why I just appreciate so much what you just said. I, last week, again, with my pet kid that was having the allergic reaction, and it was severe, where he was really having labored breath. I always tell people, if there's an emergency, I think I'm one of the best people to have around because I'm able somehow, and I'm so appreciative that I am, something kicks in and I'm actually able to remain calm and process through what needs to happen. So when this started happening, you know, the first thing is, okay, we got to go. Need to make sure, because it's in the middle of the night, need to make sure that my other two guys are going to be able to get outside, go to the potty, and also get their breakfast while I'm running this one to the emergency. How am I going to get them to the car? How am I going to get out of the car? You know, I'm calling ahead to make sure that they are ready to receive him when he gets there. And I am having to negotiate, okay, do I want to go to the closest one or do I want to go to the one that I usually go to that's a little bit further away, but they know my dogs, so on and so forth. So very critical that, as you said, you know where your emergency vet is and how are you going to get there, almost as if you are a parent expecting a child. And if you're the father, you need to know if your wife's water breaks or, you know, if there is an issue, how are you going to get to that hospital? And if there is traffic, if it's rush hour traffic, do you have a different route that you can take? If, heaven forbid, all routes are packed, what is your plan? Are you going to deliver yourself? Is there a neighbor, so on and so forth, that can help you? So I appreciate the knowledge that you're sharing, not only just here on the show, but I am sure also within your classes, because I cannot tell folks enough, and this is firsthand experience, as I'm sure, again, all pet parents at some point in time have to go through. Being prepared is half of the battle. And I have to tell you, when an emergency happens, you don't want to, at that point in time, be trying to figure out what it is that you need to do. So I'm loving you.
That needs to be done earlier, like you're saying. And pets are part of the family. So just like, you know, the human examples you gave, we certainly want to be prepared for our pets, you know, and have that plan B. Because we, you know, what I often say too is if there's like a favorite place you hike with your dog, you need to know the nearest animal center to that, because that's where a snake bite or a bee sting or a broken leg could happen, not just, you know, at home. And know what services each of these places offer, because if they don't have rattlesnake anti-venom, you know, at one place, it's better to go 15 minutes in the other direction. So it was like with you, you had a choice of a couple and you were able to make an intelligent guess, you mm-hmm. know, as, or I shouldn't say guess, an intelligent decision as to where to go.
Right. And Lisa, you have, and I have to tell my listening audience, when I first spoke to Lisa and then had the opportunity to meet with her a couple weeks later, you know, I found out that she had a, I don't want to say a gang. Well, no, I'm going to say a gang, because I call my boys the Putnam Gang. But she has a gang of animals too. Lisa, how many animals do you have?
I lovingly call them my fur posse.
Nah, I like that.
Without them. And they leave a trail that I must vacuum up at least twice a day. So my fur posse now consists of five. Four are rescued, and one was a deliberate adoption from a breeder who was actually had no takers for this wonderful litter, and so mm-hmm. we actually got two brothers from him. So I guess that they actually all are rescued. So,
but Lisa, so
one has made a recent journey over the Rainbow Bridge, but the other brother is still here hanging in there and being strong. So we've got five right now.
So Lisa, your fur posse are all dogs, correct?
They are.
Yeah.
See, I'm severely allergic to cats, so as mm-hmm. much as I love them, I have to worship them from afar. So here on the couch with us are four of my five fur posse. I think one of them is probably keeping his water dish company.
I got you. I love that, though, the fur posse. So when I met Lisa Denise, it was great because I was like, yay, solidarity. She understood and understands. at the time, I had three dogs and one cat. Now, Lisa, I think I mentioned to you not too long ago, now I have two cats and three dogs. So, yeah, I know.
And you too are allergic to cats, so you're more crazy than me, I'll tell you that.
I'm actually allergic to my dogs as well, so my allergist absolutely thinks I'm stone crazy.
Well, we're not going to get Dr. Phil in on this conversation, because there's no room on the couch for him. I think we're pretty full here with just us three girls and four dogs. But
absolutely. Well, Denise.
Goodness. Well, I'm going to throw in some trivia there since you're mentioning all the animals.
Denise,
call our dogs a canine pack, but with that many kitties, do you know what you call a bunch of cats?
Okay, I was going to, you know what, let me keep that to myself. No, what do you call a bunch of cats?
A clowder, Clowder.
Is that a real term?
That's real. Actually, I may correct myself. It might be Clowder, but it's a clowder of cats.
A clowder of cats.
Like there's a pack of dogs and a flock of birds.
on
so
my...
You definitely
so
have a cloud.
When it's time to buy their food, you need a crowdfunding account.
I love it. There you go. Ba-dum-ba.
So, oh, too funny.
I can't wait for my next interview. I don't even care what we're talking about. We could be talking about dolphins, and I'm going to say, you know, I saw a clowder of cats the other day.
But what do you call them when they're in a pile?
I just always would call them a caboodle, but I think that was just some kind of...
Oh, caboodle.
It's yeah. called caboodle. A mountain.
Yeah.
Mountain. Oh, my God.
Mountain.
Matter of fact, for the rest of this year, no matter what interviews I'm doing, I'm going to work in the term clowder. And Denise, I will pay homage to you. Hey, Denise, so do you have currently pets of your own? Did you touch on that?
I do. My pack is down to two right now, but I have two amazing Japanese Akitas. Actually,
oh.
I call one a Chiquita because he has a little chow in him. But they are both rescues. Their names are Haiku and Bonsai,
aww.
And they're just amazing. Bonsai is truly my Velcro dog. Like Lisa was saying, she leaves a trail, you know, the dog's trail behind her. Well, I can't go anywhere. They're both actually with me right now, but Bonsai will not leave my side. And she's about 130. We don't know how old she is, but she's, you know, got to be 14 or 15. And she's starting to fall down a lot, but she seems so happy. So that's really my soft spot. Even though I do all the pet safety, I also teach and write about senior pet care because, you know, they have so much love left in them to give, and they're often passed by in shelters because people want the cute little puppy. And seniors already know their manners, and they're happy to lay quietly, and they just have so much love to give. So, you know, if you can, adopt a senior.
Well,
the nice thing about a senior dog is when you fall down, they don't laugh at you because they understand.
There you go.
There you go. And at first when you said your child was 130, I literally had to stop for a second and think, what? But then you followed up saying 130 pounds. I was like, okay, that works. So, Denise, let's talk about a few of your other products, because you mentioned your book, and I am looking, and let me say this again, it's Sunny Dog Inc., I-N-K, sunnydoginc.com, and you too, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, can see what I'm looking at. A wonderful website of Denise Flex here. But, Denise, you mentioned a book, and I'm looking at your website right now, and please share with everyone some of your products that you also have.
Well, thank you. Yes, if you go on the products page, you'll see I have books. I've written 9 books so far, and I've got a few more in me dying to get out. But I've also created a line of pet first aid kits because I found as long as I've been teaching these pet first aid classes, people go home with the best of intentions, going to put a kit together, and they just don't get it done. So I've done it for you. And I've also created quite a few posters for, like, how to handle a choking pet and how to actually do the rescue breathing, which I call mouth-to-snout resuscitation, and the CPR that you can just pop up on your office wall or put on your refrigerator and, you know, day in and day out see it and hopefully absorb those steps by osmosis so that if you ever have to actually, you know, perform them, you can go on autopilot. And I will tell you, over the years, I have had huge numbers of students actually have to jump to the task and save an animal. So it's, you know, wonderful skills to know.
I love that as well. And I'm going to put you on the spot, Denise. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to ask you, would you mind, I'm envisioning your safety poster, if I might say that. Would you mind offering up one of those as a free gift? We'll come up with something clever on the website.
I'd be delighted.
And then that way, one of our lucky listeners, they're all lucky, but one lucky one will be able to receive a poster and have that from you, as a gift from you, to remind them of some of the wonderful pet safety. I think that would be a fantastic gift to have. I know at my...
That would be fabulous. My only stipulation would be that whoever receives it actually looks it over and studies it a little bit before they just stick it up on the wall.
Okay. And I think if they... Let me tell you. I think my listeners will absolutely look it over, and they'll probably be doing little tests themselves to make sure that they are, you know, understanding it and following it. I think I have some of the best listeners out there in radio. So
that would be awesome.
I think that they will absolutely do that for you. Well, I tell you what, ladies, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, well, I'm not even going to tell folks, but when we come back, I have a few more questions for you that I think everyone, including you, Denise, will find quite fascinating. All right. So as we all probably say to, let's see, the pet posse and Denise, what was your fur game?
Well, I actually call them my dynamic duo now.
Oh, okay. Fur posse, dynamic duo, and the Putnam gang. As we say to all of our children, sit, stay. And we will be right back.
Your trivia question for today is...
JP, welcome to the trivia factoid question of the day. What you got?
All right, Lisa. Animals are so amazing to me, and dogs in particular have so many uses. They can alert people that a seizure is oncoming, and they are used for epileptics to alert them that a seizure is oncoming. Mm-hmm. How far in advance can they sense a seizure coming?
Well, I know that this is a true story. I'm going to say, because I know my dogs, when I lived in California, could recognize an earthquake before it happened. So I'm going to say 12 hours.
No, that's a little long. They're a little shorter time span than that. It's up to an hour prior to the event they can sense that a seizure is coming on.
Excellent. Factoid question of the day. JP, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Hi, I'm Dana Humphrey, the founder of Whitegate PR. We have been specializing in PR and marketing in the pet industry for over 10 years. If you have a pet product or service you would like to promote, give us a call. We can help create awareness for your brand on TV, radio, magazines, newspapers, and blogs. Feel free to reach me directly at 619-414-9307 or learn more on our website at whitegatepr.com or follow us on Facebook.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Simply Pets Radio Show. I am your host, Lisa Smith Putnam. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have the pleasure of having Miss Denise Fleck on the line with Sunny Dog Inc. That's I-N-K, sunnydoginc.com, in the studio. Well, actually, she's not in the studio. She's on the line with us. And I say with us because we're also very lucky to have Lisa Brambilla on the line with us. And a lot of you guys, if you've been listening to the show, you know that Lisa Brambilla is my buddy, my pal, my compadre, yes, as I like to say. She's also the wonderful owner and creator of BioEarn. And we'll make sure you have that information at the end of the show. Ladies, are you there?
We're here.
Lisa, are you there?
Unaccounted for. Yep.
Okay.
Covered
and first. Very, very good. So, Denise Fleck, Miss Denise, let me ask you a few questions in regards to, I keep saying Sunny Dog Inc., but that's the kind of like the main umbrella of your company that houses all of the wonderful things that you do. It handles, or I should say, underneath the umbrella are your books and the CPR courses, or excuse me, the CP, help me now, CP.
CPCR.
CPCR.
Cardiopulmonary Cerebral Resuscitation. We want to make sure we get enough blood and oxygen to the brain so the animal is that same animal he was before the incident happened.
Very good. So CPCR. And with the CPCR, you're doing something that I think is very creative and very fascinating and, most importantly, very educational. And that is this tour that we touched briefly on in the last segment. Can you, if you don't mind, can you elaborate just a little bit more in regards to how people can be involved with it? And are you coming through to a city through or by them?
You betcha.
You know, and all
well,
of the,
actually,
yeah, and all that wonderful good information.
I'm taking my alter ego on the road. Mm-hmm. Although I am Denise Fleck, at times I also don a mask and a cape, and I am the pet safety crusader. Because I want to be a hero, you know, to the animals, because they're all heroes in my eyes.
Aww.
And what I'm doing is it started off as 5,000, but it's now up to a 10,000-mile journey, kicking off September 15th from San Diego. Pet Sitters International is having a World Educational Conference in San Diego, and they're going to send me off. And my dogs and my husband and I are going to be pulling out in the RV on this 10,000-mile journey to 17 cities that are already planning events, whether it be first aid, pet disaster preparedness, pet safety for kids. And I'm going to be stopping in Phoenix and Austin and Baton Rouge and Mobile, Alabama and Jackson, Mississippi, Panama City, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Winchester, Virginia, La Plata, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm actually going to do something really fun in Baltimore in that an organization called Thankful Paws, that's a food bank for pets, is having a big fundraiser, and I'm going to be the keynote speaker at their banquet. So I think that's an amazing thing they do, that they collect food for the animals, for the people that are confined to their homes or otherwise can't obtain food for the animals, to keep them going, because we know animals are such an amazing part of our support system as well as being wonderful companions. And then I'm going to go on to through Tennessee, down to Atlanta and Perry, Georgia, Camden, Arkansas, Dallas, Texas, Flagstaff, Arizona, and back to the Los Angeles area. So it's going to be wild.
Well, and fun. I love the fact that you're taking your two pet kids with you and your hubby out on the road. That is going to be great.
Absolutely. Well, I have to admit that was a little bit of my secret motivation for getting it started, as well as I also, you know, want to educate people that have not had the opportunities to get this education. It was a great, you know, way to capture my family all together.
I think that's great. Are you going to be blogging and telling your story along the way? If not, I ask you to share your story along the way with our listeners here at Simply Pets Radio, and we'll have a little, you know, section under our blog page where you can chime in and just say, hey, I'm here, so make sure you're
there. Oh, I would
love
to. The more the merrier, and I'm going to be doing some periscoping along the way, too, and, you know, whoever is ready to listen, I will, you know, take their ear and tell them about what's going on and all the fabulous animals and people we're meeting along the way.
So what should folks do right now? Should they go to Sunny Dog Inc. and you have a schedule up there as far as, you know, where you're going to be and how they can sign up to participate? Or
absolutely. It'll probably be going up in the next few weeks. Everything, we're just, you know, trying to get the last few puzzle pieces in place. There'll be a brand new website, but yes, absolutely go to sunnydoginc.com, and under schedule, you'll see everything that's going to be happening and where you can meet up with us or join in the fun. The idea is that each of the events in each city is actually a fundraiser for a local animal shelter or organization of some kind. So, you know, any of the money raised, whether it be for admission or we're going to be doing raffles and things, that money will go to help the animals in the local community.
I love, love, love that idea. And the emergency kits that you are creating as well. So what do they consist of? And is that just going to be something that you have with you on tour, or are people going to be able to, you know, buy those online from your website?
Oh, no, I have those available at all times in my classes, and they're on my website. Right now I create four different ones, a dog kit, a dog walker's kit, a cat kit, and then the super duper travel kit on steroids. And it, you know, depends what you're up for. What I always tell people is, even, you know, when you're getting your own kit, just start with a container and add one or two things a week. Yes, there's always something more to add.
Mm-hmm.
But a first aid kit is only as good as the human at the other end of the leash. meaning if you use something up, you have to replace it.
Right.
If it expires, you need to get another one. But, yeah, I've got literally a plethora of things. These are a little higher-end kits than you may see other places. But rather than having 75 pieces of gauze, I've tried to put a whole bunch of different items so that it's really well-rounded depending on, you know, what your needs are, whether it's to soothe an upset stomach, calm a bee sting, actually to splint a leg. Hopefully you'll find something in the kit that can help you.
Again, go ahead, Lise.
From my perspective, also being in Southern California, you know, we all have been urged to always have an emergency survival kit. Mm. But, you know, throughout the United States, we've got tornadoes and floods and all kinds of things, and every pet parent really should not only have an emergency preparedness kit for their family, but make sure you include your fur family and have an emergency kit in there to take care of them as well as yourself, because you just never know when it's going to happen, and being prepared is the key to surviving and staying healthy.
And one thing, you're so right, Lisa, and one thing I'd like to just quickly put out there that I think everybody should have and they don't think of in that emergency kit is in a waterproof baggie or container, not only your pet's health records, but pictures of your pet and pictures of your pet with you. Sometimes cell phones don't work depending on the emergency, and having that hard copy of a recent photo of your pet really proves, if it's a picture of you with the pet, that you belong together. And pets that have special markings, photograph them from different sides, because having a picture of the different markings on your pet is like a fingerprint, and it really proves you belong together should there be, you know, a missing pet or any kind of concern about that.
Denise, you are, Lisa, I know you're not going to want to hear this, but Denise, I think you might be my new best friend.
Oh, we'll keep Lisa in the past, too.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Lisa knows.
That was a close one.
Lisa knows I love her. But Denise, you are quickly becoming one of my favorites for sure, because I just think that, first of all, you're wonderful for putting this all together. You know, I have the opportunity to speak to a lot of different people, and they have so many different individual elements of what it is that you're doing, but you are bringing it all together kind of in one little wonderful pot of soup and making it make sense and giving us reason to want to participate. So, for example, I know just by you saying, you know, hey, make sure you have that emergency kit on hand. A few weeks ago, one of my dogs, you know, his paw was cut by a piece of glass and, you know, he's bleeding. So we were able to make sure that we put the antiseptic on there so it wouldn't get infected. We were able to wrap it because we knew how to wrap it and then make sure that he was able to get to the vet just to make sure that there wasn't anything else embedded in it and so on and so forth. And there wasn't, thank goodness. By the way, with our, you know, posse and our gang and so on and so forth, somebody's always getting sick, and you know it pays to have that emergency kit, and as Denise said over and over again, to know how to be able to administer the proper care that is sometimes warranted in our pet kits, for sure.
So true. Because, I mean, we can't keep our dogs and cats in a plastic bubble any more than we can a human. You know, life's
I've tried, and they just, they're big labs. They just burst through the bubble.
There you go. Yeah, so we want to be prepared when that does happen. We practice safety as much as we can, of course, but, you know, life is inevitable.
Absolutely. Well, Denise, I am going to take one more break, and then, unfortunately, I have to let you go. But I'm going to welcome you back, because as you are making your way throughout the good U.S. of A., it's going to be wonderful to keep in touch with you and to see what's going on and how we can participate or cheerlead you on or whatever it might be. So I know this is not going to be the last time that we have the opportunity to invite you into the Simply Pets radio show. And I thank you for that. We used to be called Your Pets, My Dogs, but we have changed over to Simply Pets Radio so we can embrace all people, all animals, and bring the listeners additional wonderful stories from wonderful people such as yourself on what it is that they are doing to help and love our pet kids. So please sit tight with me, everyone, and we will welcome back for our last segment, Denise Fleck and my buddy, my pal, Lisa Brambilla. So we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a 4-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's your pet etiquette for today.
Hi, I'm sound engineer Bill. Why are there bad dogs? Why do some dogs behave so badly? Why do they piddle on the floor and chew up expensive shoes? Why do they attack people and other dogs? A dog's behavior is shaped by his or her environment, and a dog's environment is shaped by the humans entrusted with the dog's care. An environment shaped by humans who are cruel and abusive, or even just inattentive and uncaring, will foster many bad behaviors. On the other hand, if the humans are attentive and caring, good behavior will always be rewarded with expressions of love, and so will be repeated, and bad behavior will always be met with expressions of disappointment and disapproval, and so will be abandoned. So why are there bad dogs? It's not the dog.
That's pet etiquette.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the Simply Pets Radio Show. I am Lisa Smith Putnam, your host. And we are joined today on the phone, in the studio, right here, right now, with Miss Denise Fleck of Sunny Dog Inc. That's I-N-K, so sunnydoginc.com. And my pal, my buddy, Lisa Brambilla, who's a wonderful founder, creator, and extraordinaire of BioEarn. And don't worry, I'll make sure you have that website before we go too. Ladies, welcome back. Thank you for joining me here in the studio today. Denise, I wanted to ask you, because I know when I am putting together large projects, it is essential that I have the correct backing, support, et cetera, when I venture out on some of these things. I know that you mentioned earlier in the conversation that you are going to be hitting the road with the CPCR,
Pet Safety Tour.
CPCR, Pet Safety Tour, that you are taking not only your two pet kids with you, but you're also dragging along the hubby, who probably is willfully going along. And and you guys are going out there and doing some fabulous things. But tell me, is there room for people to come on board if they want to either donate to the tour personally, or how about a corporate sponsor? Do you have room?
Positively. You, like you said, Lisa, with any kind of big project, you always need funding. And as I mentioned earlier, each of the events in the designated cities is back actually going to be a fundraiser for an animal organization in that city. So, you know, no funds are to be made for the journey there. So I am actively and eagerly seeking anybody who wants to come on board and champion this journey. You know, we do need financial sponsors in all capacities, And also pet companies that want to donate some items that we can raffle off at each of the locations so that we can raise additional funds for that particular organization in each city would be greatly appreciated. But yes, financial sponsors, and you know, some of them, you know, depending on the levels, may get their logos on the RV as it travels the whole 10,000 miles, and we'll put everybody up on the website and mention them on, you know, different social media and press releases as much as we can, because we want to give that love back to anybody that's helping us make this possible to educate large numbers of pet owners in one concerted effort.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity for, you know, any corporate person or entity that wants to participate. You and I must have a conversation after we get off the air, as opposed to on the air. I don't want you to put me on the spot like I did you. And let's figure out how we can...
Put her on the spot. Put her on the spot.
Gimme.
Let's figure out a way that... Let's figure out a way that Simply Pets can get in on the love of you and what it is that you're doing, and showing folks the wonderful way to take care of their animals with the Pet Safety Tour, the CPCR scenario. So thank you.
Love it.
Yeah. So again, Denise, if they want to contact you, they can do that via your website. Are you also on Facebook?
I am on Facebook, on Sunny Dog Inc. as well. And www.sunnydoginc.com. I know you've said that many times. It's just a play on words because I do so much writing. .com.
Okay, that
you can find me on Twitter as the Sunny Dog. You can find me all over the place.
And we will be looking for you. Okay, so ladies, I must get ready to end the show here, but I think we have put in a lot of great stuff to let the listeners know a little bit about you, Denise, and why you're so passionate about doing what it is that you're doing. And then also to let them know that it is always a wonderful thing to be prepared as much as possible in case the inevitably happens. And if you have pet kids, just as if you have real kids, you never know when something might happen. And it could be anything from, you know, just a bad stomach ache or what have you, or a little thorn in your pet kid's paw or something. Being able to be prepared is a fabulous thing. And I think, Denise, what you're doing as far as a CPCR, I think that that's so valuable. And anyone that has a pet kid knows that you gotta know what to do. And I think it also works for those of us that take our kids to doggy daycare, or to, you know, if you're going on vacation, you have to board your cat or your dog. If you're not boarding them at a veterinarian place facility, you want to make sure that the handlers there also have some understanding of, you know, CPCR. So.
Oh, so true, because I know a lot of people are compelled to just have, you know, the person next door watch their furry kid, but the higher hiring a professional pet sitter or going to a professional place where people have trained and know at least as much as you do is just so important.
Absolutely. And I know at my doggy daycare, Terry Bennett's the owner, that's one of the things that she prides herself on, making sure that the folks that she employs understand the CPCR. And they also, it's a requirement that all of us pet parents, we have filled out an information card on, you know, their health records, and also the emergency vet of our choice if, you know, if something happens and if they have time to get that animal there. If not, they let us know the closest emergency that they will be taking our animal to. So I think that is very important for people to understand as well. Not only do you need to know these things, but whoever is caring for your pet kid, they need to know it. I know when I'm out of town, you know, I have anyone who's going to be doing anything with my pet kids, they have their regular vet's phone number and also the emergency vet's number. And I leave a Bible for each one of my pet kids. This is what time they walk. This is what time they go to bed. So watching my pet kids is a job. And I thank my family, because I only leave them with my family members. Not that my friends can't do it, but my family, they understand how, what's the word? Neurotic I am about my pet kids.
Passionate, yes.
Ladies, I love you. How passionate I am about my pet kids. Thank you. That's a better word.
Thank you. It's better than being called crazy.
This is true. Lisa Brambilla, before we get out of here, would you please give people the wonderful website where they can find out? I've been saying Bioware and all during this interview. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's one of my favorite products out there, not because I love Lisa so much, but because her product is fantastic. For those of us that have had pet children that have to and do eventually go to the Rainbow Bridge, what Lisa has created is surely a testament to the love that you have for your animals and creates a wonderful memory. Lisa, what's the website that they can find out more information, please?
Well, thank you. My website, you can find me a few different ways. Either type in myeternalfamilytree.com or simply biourn4pets.com. www.bioearnforpets.com will get you there also, and we're on all social media. And BioEarn was created for pet lovers by a pet lover. So if you have to say goodbye to a loved one, certainly creating new life with their life is a wonderful way to go.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now you know why I love Lisa. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Denise, one more time, it's Denise Fleck. And I was teasing Denise, everyone, at the beginning of the show because I've done several interviews today and I was cracking up because, well, my last name is Smith Putnam, very easy, but the names of the people I had the opportunity to interview, I could not pronounce their names for nothing. And
I was glad to make your life easier.
So when I got to Denise Fleck, I was like, whew, yeah. But Denise, more importantly than me being able to pronounce your name correctly, I love your spirit. I love your energy. I appreciate you and I honor you today in regards to what it is that you do and trying to make the world a better place for our pet kids. So thank you. And I welcome the opportunity to be in contact with you as you go on about your way doing what it is that you do. So thank you for joining me in the studio today for
this wonderful conversation. Thank you. It would be bow wow wonderful to continue the conversation. And thank you for the opportunity to talk to your viewers.
I'm going to steal that. Bow wow wonderful. I think I'll say bow wow delicious. It was just bow wow delicious. All right, ladies, thank you very, very much. And we will be staying in touch with the two of you. So you've been listening to Simply Pets Radio, the new home of your pets, my dogs. I am Lisa Smith-Bunham. I'm your host. You can find me each and every week here at the Simply Pets Radio show. And I look forward to, well, I was about to say seeing, but that would not be correct. I look forward to listening, sharing, speaking with you next week. Take care and have a fantastic, a bow wow delicious, a bow wow delicious kind of a day. Bye-bye. Now, you know I cannot leave without thanking you, my wonderful listening audience. Just wanted to say thank you to you. We have listeners all the way from New York City down to South Africa over to India. That's how far we reach. You can find us at simplypetsradio.com. Shoot us an email if you've got a question or thought process for us. We're always there for you. And let me not forget to thank my wonderful studio staff. That would be our wonderful engineer and sometimes information sidekick. That'd be Bill Guy. And our announcer, Donald Jr. Well, I will see you, or better yet, hear you. You'll hear me next week. I am Lisa Smith-Putnam, and you're listening to Simply Pets Radio. All I have to say is rough to you. Simply Pets Radio is produced by Lisa Smith-Putnam and owned by Simply Pets LLC.
Simply Pets Radio.
Simply Pets.
Let's talk pets every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.